This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a Wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, Wimpy, Wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a Hefty Ultra Strong trash bag.
Hefty, Hefty, Hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty large black bags.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Coming to you live from Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, and indeed, this is the voice of the Christian resistance on this 25th day of October already. Wow, the month's flying by. Boy, do we have a lot to talk about tonight. And tonight we have Stallworth ready, the man on the dials. He's ready to push the buttons and turn the dials, and he does it with a little smile. None other than Courageous Craig.
Good evening, everybody.
Right there, keeping us on the air. Man, you're at the helm, aren't you?
That's right.
Yep. You do a good job. Folks, let's give Craig a good... He does a great job. He really does. It's taken me a while to teach him, but he's doing a great job. Anyhow...
I appreciate it.
I have someone who's much, much prettier than him. You know, I might even be... No, not really, but... And that is... She's a real lady. She's a real lady. Dear friend and a real lady, and... She kind of thought without Pastor Joe tonight that I'd be lonely. So she said, I'll go and stay with the old guy until Pastor Joe gets back. And we have none other than Miss Wendy Wilson tonight.
Good evening, Pastor.
Good evening, young lady. How are you?
I'm good. I hope you are.
Yeah. Yep. I'm doing good. It's good to have you with me on a Tuesday instead of Wendy.
And we'll be here tomorrow, too.
Yeah, so we have Wendy Wednesday, and now we have Wendy Tuesday. That's better than Taco Tuesday, even. And so,
okay, if you say so.
All right, very good. Listen, I got to make an announcement because I'll forget if I don't. And that's this Sunday at Doers of the Word Baptist Church, when we do our Bible and Current Event class at 4 o'clock, from 4 to 6, we're going to be showing a film. It is a real... Oh, boy, it is intense. It's about the real Dr. Fauci. Folks, you're going to learn about this guy, who he really is. And when you see this film, you will demand that this guy get tried for war crimes and crimes against God and nature. I mean, boy, I'm going to tell you, it's really something what this Fauci is really all about. But anyhow... The title of the message, Wendy, was The Flawless and the Lawless. Now, let me ask you a question. What is it that's inerrant and flawless?
It would be the Lord.
Well, God is flawless, right? But I'm talking about inerrant, okay, which would be the Word of God, the Word of God. That's God's Word, the Bible here. Mm-hmm. And does it have a lot to say about lawlessness?
I believe it does.
It certainly does. Boy, does it. Now, so we're going to start tonight in 2 Peter chapter 2. And as we go through this, we'll stop. And you can ask me any questions along the way, because you're a pretty smart woman.
I try.
Yep. He starts by saying, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who shall privately bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Do you know, those were the words that the Lord Jesus had told Peter in Matthew 24, verse 11, and also over in Mark 13, I believe it was verses 22 and 23, he had told Peter these exact words. And now Peter is seeing it's come true right before his eyes, right exactly what the Lord told him it was happening. He goes on to say, and through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. And so, do you know what he meant by those people that would make, would feigned words make merchandise of you?
Well, the legal system comes to mind.
Well, yeah, that would have something to do with it. But he's talking about these false teachers who, instead of preaching the Word of God, the truth, the Word of God, and remember when the Lord Jesus said, a workman is worth his hire, so a pastor, a preacher, a teacher, you know, that teaches the gospel is worth his pay, but these guys wanted more than that. So what they would do is they would pervert the gospel, and basically they were the prosperity preachers of that day. They would find out what it is that people wanted to hear, you know, and that's what they're doing here today, where they'll actually go out and they'll poll the area. These prosperity preachers will take a poll in the area and find out what people want to hear preached. And they've done that there in was it Kellogg, Detroit there? You did that with over at Saddleback with these people, where they went out and they would poll the area, find out what is it? What do you want the Bible to say? And whatever, and they would take that information, and then they would provide a venue for those people to come in, because they would preach to them. They'd tickle their ears. They'd tell them what they wanted to hear, not what they needed to hear. And with that, they'd get more money in that offering plate. He goes on to say, for if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eight persons, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. Now, if God didn't spare the angels or people who lived there before the flood, or the citizens of Sodom and Gomorrah, do you think he's going to spare the false teachers of today?
No, they're all good examples that God has to judge sin, doesn't it?
Right. What is one of the false doctrines that the apostate church preaches? One is that there really is no hell. The Pope has actually said that, which is unbelievable, but, you know, he has. Also, you know, the apostate church, they will teach that God loves everybody. But the Bible doesn't teach God loves everybody at all. That's the farthest thing from the truth. They teach that nobody goes to hell. I actually had a woman one time. She told me, she says, I believe God. I was witnessing to her, and I believe the Bible, but I don't believe there's a hell or there's a devil. And I says, well, how in the world can you believe God and believe the Bible when the Lord Jesus preached more in hell than he did heaven? And, you know, so what was this woman doing? She was picking up on sound bites that she'd been hearing, these little quips that people say, and just repeating, she was parroting things that she'd heard others say, but she had no idea what the truth was. And so he goes on to say, and delivered just Lot, vexed with filthy conversation of the wicked, for that righteous man dwelling among them and seeing and hearing vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. Now, let me ask you this. When he says unlawful, unlawful deeds, what form of law were they under at that time?
That would have been the Jewish law, right?
God had given them, okay, God had given them, remember with Abraham, God had given them the Abrahamic covenant, but prior to that, okay, God had given them the divine institution of human government over in Genesis chapter 9. Well, that was actually after the flood here. No, this is Sodom and Gomorrah. You know, so yeah, they had gotten that from Genesis chapter 9. And so here they had the divine institution of human government. They had God's laws, and the very purpose, the entire purpose of God's divine law was to preserve the image of God, that being man, wasn't it?
Right.
And so here, then he goes on to say, and the Lord know how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust until the day of judgment to be punished. So what's that message right there, that message to us? He tells them he knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations. So,
well, that would be an example of the rapture, wouldn't it?
Well, actually, that would have an application, but it's actually meaning that God, just our faith in God, will deliver us from the temptations and the things of this world, okay, by keeping a strong faith. But he says, yes, he said, the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. So that would have the application too. He took Lot and his family out of Sodom and Gomorrah, okay, and he's going to take us out of this world before the tribulation, isn't he?
Right.
So he goes on to say, but chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise government. Okay. Now, when he says this, chiefly them that walk after the flesh. Give me some examples, can you?
I guess the pride of life would be an example. People interested in material possessions and wealth, you know, things here in the world.
That's true. That's an application there. But this is dealing more with what, like with Sodom and Gomorrah, it's dealing more with sexual sin. Mm-hmm. Sexual sin, for example, sodomy would be one, but today you have also this huge increase today in what they call hot wives and open marriages. And, there's another one. I'm trying to think of the name of it out there. It's something that's being practiced out there today. They're swingers, what they call swingers, hot wives, open marriages, all of these things. So in other words, it's like they've gone absolutely insane, with lust, the spirit of lust in them. So he says, and those that despise government. Well, I despise our government. I do. It's gone completely corrupt. But is that what he's, what government is he talking about? We just mentioned
it. He's probably talking about the government God set up.
That's right. And during the Noahic covenant, huh? Mm. And so they despise legitimate government. And the government comes right from the Word of God, God's Word, the Bible. He says, whereas angels, which are greater in power, presumptuous are they, self-willed, they are not afraid to speak evil of dignities. Do you know what that's meant by dignities?
I believe you once said there was about glorious beings.
Angels, angelic beings, okay? Yeah. Like they say, well, do you really think that there are angels? So you believe that there's an angel. You believe you have a guardian angel. Do you really think that angels actually exist? Have you ever seen one? Probably.
Question. Do you always have a guardian angel, or do you not have one after a certain age?
No, guardian angels were, you're giving your guardian angel until the day of your salvation.
That's what I thought, okay.
So after that, you have the indwelling of who?
The Holy Spirit, your special friend and comforter.
So where do the angels get their power?
Well, they get it from God.
From the Holy Spirit. You see, it works this way every time from Genesis to Revelation. God the Father gives the marching orders. God the Son carries them out, and the Holy Spirit provides the power. And so those angels are empowered by the Holy Spirit too. And so here, if you have the Holy Spirit, do you really need the angels?
No, I guess not. Yes, you already got the power and might of the Lord, and His might is sufficient.
Right. At the same time, we do have heavenly angels out there working on our behalf all around us. There's spiritual battles taking place between light and darkness, and we do have angels that work on our behalf. But see, to answer your question about the angels, I would have to say, if we were to go over to Hebrews chapter 1, and let me see here. But which of the angels said he... I'm in verse 13. But which of the angels said he at any time, sit at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation, to minister to them who shall be? So they minister and keep you until you receive the gospel of your salvation.
Well, I truly believe in angels. I had a experience one day. I wasn't quite 30 yet. I was driving to work on a freeway, and there was a car in front of me, Pastor, who, four or five car lengths ahead of me was a station wagon, and it ran over something, and what it was a piece of plywood, and it kicked it up into the air, and I'm right behind this car, and there was no place to go. There was cars on both sides, so I couldn't get out of the lane, and so all I did was shout, "Father," like I needed help right away. Do you know that flyboard that was coming right through my windshield suddenly hung a left and went down onto the pavement, just like weird, you know.
Well, I've had a number of situations that I could talk about, but one of them happened when I was out in my driveway, and I heard a clang and a bang and a screeching noise, and so I ran over next door past my son's house, and here there was a guy on a motorcycle who he'd laid the motorcycle down, and this guy was a mess. Now, the interesting thing, his bike came to stop in his head right below a sign over there, a gospel sign of my son's, a scripture sign, talking about call upon the name of the Lord and I'll be saved. And this guy came to rest right under that. But when I came around the side of the house and I looked, there were two women there dressed in nurses' uniforms, all white, and they had their backs to me, but I didn't see any car anywhere, but they were there. So I came walking up, I came running over there, and as I got close, I heard one of them say, "Pastor Sanders is coming, he's going to pray over you." That they weren't looking at me. Neither one of them looked at me. I don't know how they knew this, but neither one of them were looking at me, and they said, "An ambulance is on the way." And so this guy was a mess. He Oh, he was a real disaster. So I did. I bent down and kneeled, and I was praying over this guy. And I opened my eyes, and these two women were gone. They were just gone. I mean, and then I heard the ambulance, the siren was coming closer, and that, I think, they were angels. Could be.
Interesting.
I don't know.
And they chose to manifest as nurses. It's interesting.
Yeah, well, this is where the Bible tells you in Hebrews 13 that you entertains angels unawares. They appear as humans, just like those in Genesis 6 that took wives, whichever ones they wanted. They appear like, you know, like us. And they can appear as other things, too, okay? And so...
Oh, yeah, like one of the reports in one of my herb books at the School of Natural Healing, it was founded by Dr. John Christopher, was when he was a young boy, okay? Because Dr. Christopher kind of helped resurrect natural healing in this country, amongst other natural therapists or, you know, herbalists, but he was something. He was a young boy, and the way the story went was he was very sick. He had a respiratory infection, and his mother was up late tending to him, and there was a knock at the door, and there was a big snowstorm that came through, and there was lots of snow on the ground. And so when she opened the door, there was a man, tall, slender, dressed in a suit, and he had something in his hands, and he gave it to her, and he said, "Here, give this to the boy, and he'll recover." And so she took it from him, and then she turned to put it on the table and went back to the door, and the guy was gone. But there's no footprints in the snow.
Wow, that's something.
Isn't
Anyhow, it? Yeah, let me get on with this scripture here. He says, whereas angels which are greater in power, okay, presumptuous are they, self-willed, they are not afraid to speak evil of dignitaries. So these are angelic beings. Whereas angels which are greater in power and might bring not rallying accusations against them before the Lord. But these are natural brute beasts made to be taken and destroyed and spoken evil of the things which they understood not. And they should utterly perish in their own corruption. I had a lady who I think had meant well calling on the program the other night. And because I was mentioning Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and these people, she said you shouldn't do that. So should we mention these people by names? Are there examples in the Bible where they were called out by name?
Well, there's lots of examples where, you know, the evil were called out. Mm-hmm.
How about Korah? How about, if you take a look at...
Yeah, it was Jezebel and
Athalia?
Yeah.
What about Ananias and Sapphira?
Right.
What about Bar-Jesus?
There's lots of examples, isn't there? I mean,
yeah.
I mean, Abigail's husband, Nabal, he was one, you know, yeah, that was described as a not-so-nice guy.
Right, and so here, what he's referring to in this scripture, when they say these are brute beasts, he's referring to the those that practice exactly what Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Merrick Garland, Chris Ray, exactly the things that they were doing, promoting wickedness, being deceitful, you know, embracing these sins, hurting people. You know, when you have the January 6th people that were put in prison, treated like animals. In fact, I have a little bit of a commentary that maybe I'll read tomorrow on that. But so then he goes on to say, but the natural brute beasts made to be taken and destroyed speak evil of the things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption, and shall receive the reward of unrighteousness as they count it pleasure to riot in the daytime Spots they are and blemishes support, sporting themselves with their own deceivings while you feast, while they feast with you. Do you know what that means, while they feast with you?
Not exactly.
He's talking about when you take the Lord's table. You know, in the Lord's table, he says, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink the cup of the blood unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. Okay? These men were guilty of more than false teachings and evil pleasures. What Peter was referring to, they would come to the Lord's table and were they without unprofessed sin, they would come unsaved, unbaptized, with unprofessed sin, and they would bring their own food. They would come and they would, the Lord's table is strictly, when you take the Lord's table, its symbolism is strictly for the Lord and honoring the Lord and obedience to God. They would come and they would, well, they would make a, they would dishonor the Lord's table, and they would make gluttony out of it. And this is what he was talking about here. And I have to stop right there for tonight, but we'll be back right after this.
Remember me, you're taking all my money. Remember me, you gave my job away. Remember me, or am I just a number? Who's white and straight and doesn't qualify for foreign aid? Remember me, I helped you get elected. But you haven't done one thing you said you'd do. Well, even though you'd rather. Remember me, I served my country proudly. Remember me, I love the USA. Remember me, or am I just some bumpkin who you didn't think would notice the bounce checks and midnight rays? Remember me, I wrote you all those letters, thinking that you cared what I thought too. Well, even though you often just forget to remember, I'll remember you. I'll remember in November as I step into a little booth. I'll
out of the playbook, the right out of the socialist playbook. You divide and conquer. You don't tell them your intent. You get people to come in. You get your useful idiots, those of us who are paying for these people to have all these luxuries, and they lie about it. Yeah. How does it end?
Well, badly. It ends badly for some. Okay, so on a serious note, You know, people of all faiths have said to me that this is a spiritual battle. I am a firm and solid and immovable believer in God. And I believe that God wins. I believe that good is greater than evil. And I believe that the fallen angel, otherwise known as Satan, doesn't get to prevail in this world. So if you follow the Bible, or if you follow the Quran, or you follow the Book of Mormon, you know, people talk in various different ways about the end times. And if you fight for God, God will fight for you. But
final thought, Lara, I have to ask you this, because my audience is very God-fearing, God-loving, etc. Final thought, only a couple of seconds, please. Is God okay with a closed border?
It's much bigger than that. God believes that in sovereignty and national identity and the sanctity of family and all the things that we've lived with from the beginning of time. And he knows that the open border is Satan's way of taking control of the world through all of these people who are his stooges and his servants. And they may think that they're going to become gods. That's what they tell us. Yuval Noah Harari and all the rest of them at the World Economic Forum. You know, the ones who want us eating insects, cockroaches and that while they dine on the blood of children. Yeah. Those are the people, right? They're not going to win. They're not going to win.
Well,
all righty, we're back. That was Laura Logan. And Wendy, Laura Logan was banned from Newsmax for arguing that God defeats evil. Can you believe that?
Wow.
You know, hats off to Laura Logan. She's a sweetheart. But shame on Newsmax. They need higher standards, don't they?
Yeah, I would think.
So what if they was to ask you that same question? What does the Bible say? Does God want open borders? How would you answer that?
Well, I mean, just look at what God describes, you know, gates around Israel, gates around the New Jerusalem. So, you know, that's a border in itself. So there's things to separate things, and it helps with the order he's created.
Well, you're right. All through Scripture, he talks about boundaries, where you set up boundaries. He tells you what to set as a boundary. Mark your land with this boundary. And then he talks about not violating boundaries, huh?
Yeah.
And so, anyhow, hats off to Laura Logan. Now, the last thing that she said was that God defeats evil, Satan will win. Globalists want us eating bugs while they dine on the blood of children. And you know what that is, don't you, when they dine on the blood of children?
Right, yeah.
What's the word, adrenochrome?
That's adrenal chrome.
Adrenal chrome. And that's a lot more prevalent than people know amongst the Democratic Party, amongst the elite. That's whole thing, Epstein's Island, and that. There is so much of that going on, a lot more, and coming up to the Democrats on Holy Day, here Halloween. A lot of children are going to disappear at this time. Folks, it's a horrible, horrible, horrible thing. But they're out there. These are the ungodly. Listen, when I tell you these people are wicked, they're wicked. They're wicked. Wicked to the core. And when I talk about how you call them out by name, like the Bible referred to Jezebel and Ahab, folks, Hillary Clinton is one of the most wicked people that ever existed. She would have, I would just like to see how Hillary would go up against Jezebel of the Bible. That would be a contest, wouldn't it, Wendy?
Well, that would be something you could sell tickets for.
Absolutely. All right, we got a bunch of things. You ready for lightning rounds? There's a bunch of stuff that's right down your alley. You ready? Here you go. Okay. U.S. spends $290 million stocking up on anti-radiation drug. U.S. government agrees a deal with Amgen for the supply of N-plate, which is used to treat blood cell injuries due to radiation. The deal was sanctioned by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, which stated that the agreement was reached as part of a long-standing ongoing effort to be better prepared to save lives following radiological and nuclear emergencies. I'm going to just jump way down here. The end plate treatment works by stimulating the body's production of platelets, which counteracts the reduction in platelet count caused by radiation sickness. The treatment is also approved for patients with immune thrombosis? No, it's even longer. It's thrombocytopenia.
Okay.
A blood disorder that results in a low platelet count. Now, Wendy, let me ask you this. How do you think that works with those that have received the vax?
Well, we've covered a lot of vaccine articles and reports from JAMA journals and scientific journals and virology reports, and they all can't be wrong. And they're even now saying in the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia that people are concerned about the vaccine safety, and they wonder whether vaccines may enter the brain and cause neurological conditions. So, I mean, vaccines, talking with Dr. Anthony Norris in the 90s, who is the chief virologist of the FDA, he opened my eyes to what vaccines are. They're basically, as you've put it, you've said, biological weapons, but they're there to seed the body with disease and to corrupt the immunity.
You're absolutely right. I'm going to go to this, and then we're going to read an article that goes right along with what you just said. Biden regime set to warn about threats to nation's election infrastructure ahead of midterms, including China, Russia, and non-state actors. Remember how we, for all of these years, we've told you over and over and over and over and over, the opposition, the communists, always would say, always accuse your opposition of doing what you're doing. Always accuse them of doing what you're doing. And here, Hillary's been making the rounds. Hillary's been everywhere. She's out there on every station talking about the Republicans are going to steal this election. The Republicans. So according to their playbook, they're telling people they're going to steal the election, or they're going to at least try to steal the election. Of course, we know that. When it comes to election fraud, the Democrats, and I've said this many, many times, the Democratic Communist Party, when it comes to election fraud, they are to election fraud what Elvis was to rock and roll, what Muhammad Ali was to boxing, and what Wendy Wilson is to natural herbs. There you go. What do you think of that?
Okay.
All right. Anyhow, so the Biden regime is set to warn Americans about the threats to the nation's election infrastructure later this week ahead of the 2020 midterms. The intelligence bulletin will lay out details of cyber threats posed by China, Russia, and other non-state actors, and potentially physical threats to election officials in jurisdictions across the country. The FBI, DOJ, listen, I can tell you what, I don't trust them at all, but if I did trust them, I would trust China and Russia before I would the FBI and the DOJ. Is hoping they can move the needle a bit to assist the democratic socialists who have managed to destroy the economy and the border and U.S. foreign policy in less than 2 years. The Biden national security officials are cracking multiple threats to the nation's election security infrastructure ahead of the midterms, and are set to issue warnings, including an internal intelligence bulletin this week, according to two people familiar with the matter. Okay, remember how that Russia. Hey, Wendy, who was it that was involved in Uranium One?
I can't remember who.
It was Hillary Clinton that sold the Russians 25% of our uranium. Okay, you see? And so who is in collusion with the Russians? Who is working with the Russians? It's an amazing thing. You know, I think even NBC, ABC, CBS have gone too far. I think they this time have really gone and overboard where it comes to believing and treating the people, thinking how stupid the American people are. The American people are tired of being disrespected and talked down to by the fake news media, are they not?
I would think so, yeah. I mean, I don't even watch them anymore because I don't want to be lied to anymore, so I don't watch them.
Okay. Here you go. Well, I do sometimes because I want to monitor them. I want to see what the enemy's saying about me.
Okay.
So here, big nature versus big pharma. The biggest war ever waged is being fought right now. Ask yourself what war was ever waged without a single gunshot, missile launch, or bomb exploded. And what war did everyone who got executed volunteer unknowingly for their own demise? Answer, World War III, the COVID vaccine war. Most people don't believe the war is even happening or that governments around the world could be so evil as to inject their own citizens with biological warfare weapons full of toxic prions that cause life-threatening and often fatal disorders. Yet then, again, almost 100 years ago, most people, including German citizens, did not believe that Hitler was killing off 6 million Jews and many, many millions of Christians in gas chambers or by two bullets in the back of the head. And so the war ensues right now. We are 2 years into the big nature versus big pharma. It is the natural health advocates versus the creators and promoters of the clot shots, or call them what you may. The Fauci flu jabs, the gain-of-function spike protein syndrome stabs, the Wuhan-connected gene mutilation injections. So the best weapons to defend yourself against big pharma includes vitamins and minerals, whole organic foods, clean water, and cognitive awareness that the COVID so-called vaccines are weapons of mass destruction of World War III. The clot shots have already wounded billions and killed millions of innocent humans across the globe. The true tally is much larger than what is currently reported by VAERS and others, and every other country's vaccine damage data hub that records complaints, adverse events, side effects, permanent injury and death, miscarriages, and more. Then he goes on to say, big nature is the remedy. Big pharma is the nemesis. I think you'd go along with that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, I just did a show recently on the brain, you know, and how they have learned how to breach the blood-brain barrier, you know. It's really about protein switches. Most of what they've learned about protein switches in the body activates certain functions or shuts them off. So they pretty much can. And you've heard how people who got the COVID shot, some of them went blind. Remember that?
Yeah.
Okay, so when you get heavy metals going to the brain, they create problems. And one German physician, this is before COVID, did autopsies on SIDS babies, you know, sudden infant death babies, just, you know, went to sleep and died, you know. And a lot of times medicine was saying, you know, when they did scans of the kid and the brain on a scan, looked like it was picked up and shaken. So usually the caregivers or the parents were, you know, hauled off and arrested. But what this physician found was these heavy metals can enter that area of the brain that controls voluntary breathing when you're sleeping and shut it down. But it looks on an autopsy as if the kid was picked up and shaken. But it's really the heavy metals creating a stroke in that area of the brain.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know something about that. I lost a son. And that would have been, well, let me see, about 50 years ago.
Was it called SID?
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't know much about it at that time. He was about a year old, not even a year old. And
did he have any vaccines? Did he have a vaccine recently?
No, I wouldn't let him have vaccines. Not now. let me say this, not that I knew of, okay, because, you know, I had told them, you know, they were talking about they need this vaccine, this and that, and I said, no, I don't go along with vaccines. But that doesn't mean he didn't get some, because, well, you can't trust the hospitals, can you?
Not really. I mean, if they're out of your sight, you know, that's just it. But, you know, neurological disorders have skyrocketed with the advancement of vaccines.
You know, even if you're not out of your sight, I was at the, a while back, you know, about a year ago, I was at the VA, and there was a fella in there that came in. He was an old-timer, and he was complaining he was really beside himself, and he sat down, he looked at me, and I was wearing my hat, America Needs Jesus, and he kind of figured, uh-oh, maybe that's a preacher, you know. And so he started to tell me why he was so upset, and he told me that he had just had told him, I do not want the COVID shot. I do not want that. It made very clear to them because he was in there and they wanted to give him some shots and the flu shot and this and that. And so while he's talking to them, they're giving him shots. And
wow.
And so then he asked them, well, what? I want to know. I want to see what I got. Well, guess what? While he was standing there talking, they gave him the COVID shot. And this guy was beside himself. He was angry as can be. And I don't blame him. Anyhow, what about the children? Myocarditis. What about all these children now? They want to just kill the children off. Was it a Swedish doctor or German just recently came out with a report on that?
Canadian.
Canadian? That's right. That's right. A Canadian doctor just apologized. Or was it one of their politicians for the way they treated the unvaxxed there in Canada? That's something, huh?
Yeah, but that was Dr. Chris Allen Shoemaker. He actually is a physician in Eastern Ontario at the West Ottawa Care Clinic. Now, his prediction is that this guy's got 45 years of experience in healthcare, okay? And he said that most of the patients in the intensive care, 95%, are people that have been inoculated with COVID. And he said it's his opinion that 50% of the children that have gotten the myocarditis from it are going to be dead in 5 years.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, and...
Well, he also said, he says that you're four times more likely to get COVID if you get the vaccine. And he said the vaccine is more toxic and deadly than the virus. And I was just talking to some healthcare people recently, and they said that they fought and they didn't get the shot to remain working and employed because their argument was, why do I need a vaccine for a virus that has a 90% survival rate?
Well, you know, it's interesting you should say that. Fully vaxxed and boosted CDC Director Rochelle Walensky catches COVID 1 month after her latest booster shots. They said the vaccine could quit the vaccinated could quit wearing a mask. They couldn't. They said that the vaccinated would not get sick. They did. They said the vaccinated were not going to die. Another lie. This is an article by Jim Hoft.
Well, see, this goes along with what Dr. Anthony Norris told me in the 90s. He says it doesn't help you create immunity, and they give you the disease. And so he was explaining how your immunity works, and science is well aware of this. So if you got a virus passed or you picked it up on a surface or something, your skin is your first barrier, and it would release some acids to try to kill the virus. But if it didn't kill it and it went through the skin, the design of a lot of these viruses is to replicate, so they need to enter your cells to replicate in.
So you got all these little barriers in the body, and every time it crosses a barrier, chemical responses are educating your immune system about the invader. So, and you've heard a doctor tell you about your incubation period. If you come in contact with the flu, in 7 to 10 days, you're going to come down with the flu. Well, in that time period, the immune system is gaining information about the virus. So when you start to feel terrible and you get a fever, your immune system has now created the antibody and has released it. So you have this war going on in your body. Your immune system is fighting the infection, and that's why you feel so awful. So that's how your immune system works. Now, when you get a vaccination, it's the pathogen being directly introduced into the muscle, which goes into the bloodstream in 2 hours. So the immune system has not really gotten any information like it should normally, so it thinks that infectious disease is supposed to be there, and it doesn't create an antibody. So Dr. Norris told me that if you get any immunity benefit from any kind of vaccination, it's short-lived. And at first I thought, back then, being a young mother, I thought, well, is that why you get booster shots? And he said, no. He says, you get booster shots because if they gave you all of the serum in one shot, it's so toxic it would kill you.
Wow. Wendy, you know, every time you're on the program, usually afterwards, people call the next day, call the office wanting your phone number.
Okay.
So I'm going to give your phone number out right now. So you folks out there listening, you're much better just to call Wendy direct than you are to call me, okay? And so the number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. I would encourage you to get her catalog, And you'll find out all about the natural herbs. The health ranger out there is telling you, stock up, stock up, stock up on natural medicines. And, boy, I'm going to tell you, we really need to do that. In fact, you know, I do that with natural foods, too. And so,
yeah, we started a rainy day sale for, you know, for those stocking up for the rainy day, you know, because, you know, we're coming into so the cold weather months and people are inside more, and so cold and flu, and people are starting to get ready for that. So they can save 25% now through the 31st on your order of $50 or more. Details are on our homepage at thepowerherbs.com, or they can call and ask about the sale.
All righty, 866-229-3663. But if they have your catalog, they can go in there, and then they can see what you have to say about all these different ailments and what to take for them. It's right there.
The catalog is downloadable from the website. If they want to, you know, put it in their shopping cart and check out, they'll get an email download link, and they can just download the catalog to their device.
All right, we're coming up to a break here. Do you know who a fellow named, well, let me see, his name is, I was thinking about my guest, my old buddy that we have on here, that I've had on the radio program, and I've had so many old buddies, I was trying to remember the right one. And I do now. It's Trevor. Trevor Loudon. Do you know who Trevor Loudon is?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, Trevor is world known for his teachings on communism. I'm going to be playing a clip of him for right after the top of the hour here. And, boy, he has some very interesting things. So hang tight. We'll be back right after this. With a whole lot more. Don't go away.
Light the fire. Jesus name. Light the light. We are there. Let's come against the night.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries.
14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.